The North Carolina Board of Education got some notice yesterday for something it didn't do. The board decided to delay forwarding a report on charter schools to state lawmakers. WFAE's Lisa Wharf joins me in the studio now. Lisa, what kind of report are we talking about?
It's a pretty routine one. Every year, state lawmakers ask for a rundown of academic progress at these schools, their impact on traditional public schools, and best practices that other schools might try. Here's Adam Levinson's description of it. He's the interim director of the office that oversees the state's charters.
It's a very factual report. It updates you on statistics about the charter schools.
But Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest doesn't see it that way. Here he is.
I felt like in reading through it that some of the information in there, statistics, data, was a little bit misleading, almost even a bit negative about the charter school situation in North Carolina. And the report to me did not have a lot of positive things to say.
He asked the State Board of Education to delay approving it for a month, and they agreed.
Well, what did Lieutenant Governor Forrest find so objectionable about it?
He didn't say. It includes a bunch of data and comparisons to traditional public schools. For example, a higher percentage of charter schools receive A and B ratings compared to district schools, but a higher percentage also receive F ratings. It shows the percentage of charter schools meeting or exceeding growth on student test scores is about the same as their traditional public school counterparts. It also points out the charter school population has a higher percentage of white students. White students compose about 57% of the charter school population. And at district schools across the state, it's 50%. The percentage of African-American students is about the same in charter schools and district schools at 26%. District schools do have about double the percentage of Latino students compared to charters.
And Lisa, is any of this new information?
It's the most recent compilation of a lot of charter school data, but it's not particularly surprising. It follows some of the trends out there and also cite reports that have already been out there on race, for example.
WFAE's Lisa Wharf, thank you.
Thank you.